You know, Joshua told us, do what? He said, this book of the law shall not depart in, from you, but in it you should do what? Meditate day and night. So you should think over that scripture that you read. True enough. But I used to try to get it in my mind and not in my heart. Jesus said, out of the heart flows what? Rivers of living water. Out of your heart. So guess what? Man, when you spend time with the Father, like he's calling us to do on a consistent basis, guess what? You don't have to memorize it. He'll bring it to your remembrance. That's one of the duties of the Holy Spirit. Bring all things to your remembrance. Not something, all. He'll give you what you need at that right time to say. What somebody needs to hear at that right time, he'll give it to you. And you'll be like, man, where'd that come from? It came from right in here. That's where it came from. It came from right in there because you've been spending time with the Father. You know his voice. You hear him. The voice of a stranger you don't follow because you've been spending time with the Father and you know his voice. You know his voice. You take these dolls. My, I don't know who dolls they are. I don't know if they're my kid dolls or my dolls. I don't know who dolls they are. We got some dolls, though. Praise God. But I can go around the house at night. And the dogs don't see nobody, and they hear a noise, and they just start barking. You know, a dog can't, he dog colorblind, for those of y'all who don't know. Dog colorblind, they can't distinguish color. But I can go around there, and they'll just come around and go, roo, 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 and all I got to do is say something. Zeke, Poppy, Leroy, cut that out. See, Brother Joy couldn't do that, because, see, they don't know his voice. But they my dog. They know my voice. See, that's the same thing with our God. When you know his voice, you can do what he's telling you to do. You don't have to wonder about it. You don't have to think about it. You know why? Because you spent time with the Father. And that's what he wants us to do. Because, see, it really ain't about us, no way. It's about the ones not sitting here. That's who it's about. It's about the ones not sitting here. That's who it's about. We got to go and tell them what thus says the Lord. So they can have all these things that's available to them because they don't know. They just don't know. These are hidden treasures for them. God told us in his word, these things are not hidden from us. They're hidden for us. He's keeping them for us. But for these things to be released, guess what we got to do? Speak it. Into existence by faith. Hallelujah. That wasn't even in my note, but praise God, it was in my heart though. Praise God, hallelujah. And it says around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake and the prison was shaken to its foundation. All the doors immediately flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off. See that? Everybody. I'm pretty sure there were some murderers in there, some people that had stole something, but Paul and Silas hadn't done a thing. So why he just didn't let them go? Look back up there and see what it says, what the prisoners were doing. As Paul and Silas were praying and worshiping and singing hymn, the other prisoners were listening. They were listening. So therefore, it told me they believed in what Paul and Silas were singing and praying and saying. So guess what? You're free. You're free. See, they got freed on somebody else's account. Hallelujah. They got free on somebody else's account. Glory to God. Woo. So all the doors immediately flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off. The jailer woke up to see the prison doors wide open. He assumed the prisoner had escaped, so he drew his sword to kill himself. But Paul shouted to him, stop! Don't kill yourself. We're all here. Woo! Glory to God. The jailer called for the lights and ran to the dungeon and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and asked,
Sirs,
what must I do to be saved? So he knew they had something. He knew they had spent time with somebody. He seen it for himself. He seen it. He said, they replied, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. Along with everyone in your household. And they shared the word of the Lord with him and with all who lived in his household. Even at that hour of the night, the jailer cared for them and washed their wounds. See, you got to think now, it's still what? At midnight. It's at midnight. This man done got these guys that done been beaten with rods and he done took them because of what they done shared with him. Now they got favor surrounding them like a shield. He done washed them, took care of their wound. And let me go on and read. He said, even at that hour of the night, the jailer cared for them and washed their wounds. Then he and everyone in his household were immediately baptized. He brought them into the house and set a meal before them. And he and his entire household rejoiced because they all believed in God. Hallelujah. Remember what I was telling you a while ago? See, it ain't about us when we grew up in the faith. Now it's about the ones that ain't here. See, that's what Paul and Silas did. It wasn't about them, but they reached somebody. They got not only the jailer, they got the whole household saved. The word said, because they believed in God. Woo! How many people in here do I have that believe in our God? Are you just saying that, or do you really believe in your God? Hallelujah. But when you spend time with the Father, don't shortchange yourself, I'm telling you, because God is who he is. He is God. He is El Shaddai. He is Elohim. He is all that and more. But don't short, I encourage you young people, you younger people, you older younger people, you older younger people, however you want to classify yourself. Don't shortchange yourself. Get in the Father's face and spend time with him to know who he is, know his plan and his purpose. He has a perfect plan. He has a GPS system that'll reroute you and get you here and there without a scratch on you. That's our God. But you got to get in his presence. You got to get in his presence on a consistent basis. You know, you take a doctor. You only go see him when what? You need to check up or you're not feeling your best. It's the only time you see him. You ain't calling him. You ain't spending no time with him. You take a lawyer. Only when you're in trouble. That's the only time you're going to see him. You ain't calling him at Christmas. You ain't calling him at Thanksgiving. You ain't doing none of that stuff. And then you got your spare tire. Half of us don't even know we got one. But you have a flat, guess what? Then you need it. Stop treating God like that. A spare tire, a lawyer, and a doctor. Stop. Spend time with him. Get to know him. Only time you go to him when you're in trouble. Now, he can be that lawyer. He can be that doctor. He can be that. Matter of fact, he is that. The word is that. He is that. But don't treat him like that. I know you're there, God, but I don't need you right now. I got it now. You done fat in my pocket. Got me healthy. I'm good now. I can run on a little bit longer now. So I wake up in the morning. I'm going to drink my coffee. I'm going to go on out the door. Get in my vehicle. I ain't said, thank you, God. Praise the Lord. Lord, what you have me to do today? What's your will for me to do today? You tell me. I want to spend time with you. I want to get to know you. I just want to fellowship with you. You start out with 5 minutes. Then you start out, go to 6 minutes. Then you start out, go to 10 minutes. Then you go to 15 minutes. Then you go to 30 minutes. Then you go to an hour. Then you just get lost in him. See, because you got to remember, it ain't about you no way. It ain't about you. Let's please him. Let's please him. And like I told you, if you miss it, so what?